Spring, winter, fall, or summer, listen to us while your girlfriend gives you a hummer. This is the Sports Pollution Podcast with Lando and Vinny the Brick.
Episode 2. We are here to discuss the 2014 Winter Olympics men's and women's hockey finals. What do you guys think?
Well, the word choke comes to mind.
Yes, for the men's and the women's, right?
I would say the definitely the women.
The women more than men, right?
Yeah. I mean, two goals.
Like, how is it a rivalry if one team keeps winning all the time?
Yeah, that's true.
USA has never beat them before.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's a rivalry because they are the two best teams. I mean, it doesn't matter if the sport is. You know, I can't imagine women's hockey is huge in
some of the countries. Women's hockey, to be honest.
Well, but I mean,
it was a great fucking game.
It was
to watch.
Cool. It was cool. Yeah. I didn't know some of the rules that you can't hit.
Yeah, apparently. You can't hit. That's stupid.
Wait, why can't you hit?
Yeah. You can't hit, man. It's a
penalty. You see their face masks?
Right. I know.
Like full frames.
Yeah. I know.
It's like fucking Shredder over there.
You can't drop the mitts. You're going to be hitting plastic.
I know you can't fight. That's even the men's game. You can't fight. There's some other weird rules that I was like, okay. Another thing about the women's, where do they play? Like in the off season?
Good question.
Do they have a league?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a women's hockey association
in like Russia or something,
and in
or...
the off season they knit.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! And blankets. No, it's
dude,
pretty popular.
This is not 1950s.
That's atrocious. Atrocious. Now, I know that there's college hockey for women, so you know I don't know.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They're all like, okay, we're college buddies, and we're okay.
Well,
where does it go?
That's it.
I know. Phil.
Research you.
Yeah, that's right.
I know Phil Kessel's sister plays for the U.S. team.
So does T.J. Oshie's wife.
T.J. Oshie's wife?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
G.G. Martin.
T.J. Oshie. G.G. Marvin.
Marvin or Martin something. Shows how much I know.
Well, yeah. So what do you guys think? I mean, the U.S. men's team, they lost. What was it?
Well, it was 1-0 to Canada.
1-0?
That was the game.
Who gives a Well, but they had a chance at a medal. Hold on. Yes. They had a chance at a medal. On paper, they were the better team, and they stunk up the joint. I mean, they were I guess, out of their element.
And
I don't know.
Gold medal game. Nicholas Backstrom didn't play. What happened there?
Yeah.
For Sweden, right?
Did he not take the medicine prior to the other games?
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently, they had 6 athletes at the Olympics test positive, and 5 of them were for the same type thing where
they allow
for like a certain number of the milligrams in this antihistamine, and I guess it was above that. But you know, he's never tested positive in the NHL. He's been taking it off and on throughout his whole NHL career.
Okay, Holy shit!
Can we please not go to Russia ever again?
Yeah,
I can't tell when the fucking games start.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not getting up at 7 every goddamn night watching games.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm not getting up at noon to watch the game.
So why does Alex Ovechkin get blamed for U.S. losing? I mean,
he didn't get blamed for the U.S. losing. That's right.
I mean, for Russia. Russia getting out.
They
Are you all right?
If you ever watch any of the NHL on NBC's or the National Hockey Night on NBC Sports, they love getting on him. They love it.
They do.
I'm not sure
what is it about. Yeah,
I don't. You know, maybe it's because he's Russian. You know, maybe
is he a spy?
No, but. You know, you get stuff like Sidney Crosby can do no wrong. He scored 1 goal. Now, mind you, it was a big goal in the gold medal game, but he scored 1 goal.
Right.
1 goal.
Yeah.
You've been the tournament,
right?
You know?
Exactly. And did you hear anybody saying, where's he been? How come he hasn't stepped up his play?
Right.
Well, Team Canada's pretty fucking amazing. You know?
They could put a team on with the people they left off.
Yeah, exactly.
The reserve guys.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And imagine.
Jumping Joe Thornton.
Yeah.
Joe Thornton.
And imagine if Steven Stamkos were healthy.
Stamkos.
I mean, come on.
Holy shit.
What are we doing there?
Yeah.
So,
well, that's all right. What else does Canada have? That's
okay. Exactly. I mean,
this is what they have.
They got ice hockey and the Toronto Blue Jays. So that's
and the Canadian Royal Air Force, obviously.
I don't know. Sure. The Mounted Police.
The Mounties, eh?
The one road.
No, you're right. You're right, though. I don't really understand why Ovechkin gets blamed. Like, if you watched after their game, I mean, the whole team, tournament played like shit. I mean, they beat first team they played pretty handily, but after that, every game they played like
was
shit.
Was it the Czech Republic?
Yeah.
They just barely beat them.
Yeah, right.
Who else was it?
They beat Finland 5-1 or somebody 5-1. No, they crushed somebody.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they beat Norway or something. I think they beat Slovenia and Slovakia.
Everyone beats them.
And then they lost to the U.S.
How does Slovenia qualify for this?
I have no idea.
What kind of qualifying is there?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask. Are there qualifications?
I'm sure there are. Well, you have to be able to field a team, yeah. First of all. Yeah. But I can't imagine there are too many teams or too many countries that are able to field teams. I mean, I know like Germany used to have a team, but I don't know. They weren't in the tournament this year.
The Germans. Mexico.
Yeah. Okay.
How they do this to me?
So what do you think? Obviously, the U.S. women's team was up 2-0 with 4 minutes
left.
How did that? And you blamed it on me because I called you.
Yeah,
and
you
said,
called
me.
Yeah.
I bet you Canada's going to tie this one up. And
no, you didn't say that. You were like, you were screaming and carrying on. I couldn't understand. You sounded like some 70-year-old grandmother. Like, bah! Yeah.
Hit the post.
Yeah, I know.
Empty net, hit the post. That's going to haunt them for a while.
Yeah, that is the most heartbreaking thing ever. I'd rather go into a game and get completely destroyed than lose like that. I'd rather not lose at all.
We can ask the men's hockey that happened.
Right, exactly. Well, that happened after the fact. I mean, they lost 1-0 to a team that was better. I thought Canada was better than the U.S. team.
Well, what the fuck? What happened to the U.S. in the bronze medal game?
Well,
5-0.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, they were probably in the whole gold medal or nothing type mentality.
Yeah, but you need to get a bronze. If you're in the bronze medal game, get a bronze medal.
You're not.
What do you get for fourth place? You get like a little letter.
A hand job and some snow.
That's right. Yeah.
Pierogies.
You get to go home and cry about how you didn't
Coke,
win.
Or are you talking?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Coca-Cola or like Coke.
There's no fucking Coke.
Oh, so anyway, Olympics are who got the top medal like country wise? Was it Russia who got the most medals?
I think Russia was up there. The U.S. was up there,
and Canada's up there too. Now it was. Norway and the Netherlands.
I gotta tell you though, outside of Olympic hockey, I didn't watch shit.
Who gives a shit?
I didn't watch figure skating. I know you were watching ice dancing for the dudes'
the
outfits.
Was riveting.
Yeah,
it was
curling. The Summer Olympics have more.
I agree.
Or have better games, in my opinion.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt.
I do.
Yeah.
So if you guys had to pick, which one was the biggest choke job?
What?
The men or the women?
The women. I mean, the men lost. I mean, they got beat by the better team. They weren't up at any point.
Yeah.
You know, they
play tomorrow, they could have beat them 1-0. So,
I mean, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Losing 1-0 is no big sucks. But
tomorrow,
4 minutes left, you're up two goals. Two goals.
Two
all right.
Goals. Yeah.
That's like, what game was that? Was it Boston?
Yeah.
Toronto.
Yep.
In playoffs last year. Boston beat them.
Yeah.
2 minutes left. Two goals. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just that
was unbelievable to watch.
It's a crushing blow. That's exactly what it is. And you know, 4 years from now, when the Olympics, Winter Olympics happens again, you're going to talk about Canada. You know, we had them, and you know,
the NHL owners are pissed that they even look at John Tavares out for the season.
Yeah,
well there's a lot of argument that they're going to switch it to the amateurs now, and there won't be NHL. Right.
Yeah, players but you know, they always talk about that. You know, you remember the USA basketball was originally supposed to go to amateurs or college or whatever.
That actually makes more sense to me.
I agree.
I agree.
My problem is that Russia loads up on fucking guys and they say, hey, you're part of the army. So qualifies them. You know, that's what they do.
Yeah.
So, those Russians. Got to be careful.
Russian. All right, guys. Moving on. NFL rule changes. 15-yard penalty for use of the N-word. How do you guys feel about that?
Say that again?
The old N-word.
I'm not saying it. I think that is...
So any ref can just say he said it
at
the time?
That's right.
Where's
and
the evidence?
Right, exactly. Exactly. What's the recourse? And if player one says it, and player two says
it
back, and ref only hears player two, you know, what's the recourse?
And isn't an NFL, throughout the course of an NFL game, how many times is the N-word exchanged? Wouldn't you say it's
countless,
in the hundreds?
Probably, yeah.
So how is this going to work?
And there's different variations of the N-word?
Yeah,
right. Well, I don't know, but...
If you say that's a great play, my N, that's a compliment. That's
absolutely
not
right.
You're not
because you're like,
and if the ref hears that one part,
it's like showing ownership. And now, what if you say it to a teammate as opposed to somebody on the other team?
Hey, good job, man.
Right. I don't know.
Hey, I only heard that one part.
Yeah,
right.
A lot of fans are saying that it's just another way for the referees to influence the game. Is that true?
I agree.
Do you feel that's true?
I don't know if
I have to
if.
Say that.
I think it's more PR than anything else. I mean, the NFL is trying to keep their image clean, trying to, you know, show that sort of behavior won't be tolerated. But at the same time, I mean, there's just there's no way, in my opinion, you flag one guy for saying it, right. 10 guys are still saying it.
Absolutely.
10 seconds afterwards, or you know, it's not going to stop it. So,
has there ever been a time when the NFL did not change rules? Like, this is their rule book. Okay, we'll just change this here.
Yep,
we'll
that's true.
And the MLB, they don't change anything.
That's true.
They never change anything.
Yeah.
It's
that's
crazy.
Right. Yeah. What is a balk?
Right. And just, I still don't know what a balk is.
Honus Wagner defined balk, right. And it hasn't changed since 1894.
They haven't changed anything. It's crazy.
Now, a lot of fans are saying, especially in this era, they're saying, you know, that why is it okay to have a team name like the Washington Redskins, yet you want to penalize somebody for using the N-word on the field?
All right. I'm just putting it out there. I have no problem with the name Washington Redskins. Okay. I don't find it offensive. I've never heard anybody describing it, describing a Native American as a Redskin and meaning it in a negative way.
Have you ever met one before?
I have, yes.
Have
yes,
you?
I have. Really? I have.
Was he drunk?
Jesus. Having said that, if a group of people find it offensive, then just change it.
That's the problem.
Who
would be offended if you changed it?
Right. Well, right.
Daniel Snyder would be offended. Well, his bank account would be deeply offended.
That's not true. Do you know
that's
how much money?
True?
That's not true. Do you know how much money he stands to make? But everyone has to buy the new stuff. Who's going to show up to a Washington Warriors or a Washington Generals game wearing Redskins stuff?
Well, how many fans are going to refuse to buy the new shit because they've already spent money on RG3 shit?
Okay, what are they going to call the new team? Is it going to be something stupid like the Pelicans or something?
Who picked the Wizards?
You could do something like the Generals or the Warriors. Something.
Call the General and save some time.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, you could do something.
The Monuments?
So, yeah, that's right. The Statesmen. Yeah, the DC Dogs. There you go.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah,
now we're getting ridiculous now.
Yeah, hopefully they don't let some 12-year-old name them, but...
We should put up a poll on the site.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you do that?
Let's get the fans.
No?
Okay, well, that was a bad idea.
I got a poll for you. It's in my pants.
Yeah, sure you do. It's the smallest poll ever.
It's pretty small. But yeah, we can absolutely... If the fans out there want to give us an email, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, let us know, hey, what do you want to change the name of the Redskins to?
Yeah, sure, why not? You could just put, like skinned animals on you.
Absolutely. There was
like beaver pelts.
There was somebody... There was somebody who shall stay nameless, but he thought that there was an NFL team called the Georgia Coonhunters.
What?
Yeah. The Georgia Coonhunters.
Like active team?
Yes, an active team.
Well, maybe they have a raccoon problem in Georgia. I don't know.
Apparently they do.
Mama just chased them off with a broom. What?
Back porch with a broom. Stick. So NFL talks about possibly legalizing marijuana for players. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that?
It's illegal, so the NFL would have to change the law first. Mm-hmm. Because although it's legal in two states, if I play for the New York Giants or if I play for the Miami Dolphins, I can't smoke weed unless we're playing in Denver or Seattle. Can't do it. So... No.
I think what that meant more was, I see what you're saying, but I think the NFL says, we're not going to penalize you if you test positive for weed.
You
we're
are actively not... condoning your players breaking the law if you do that.
That's a huge PR hit.
That's true.
That's a huge PR hit.
That's true, but is it the future anyway? Isn't it the future?
Yes.
Well, then we'll get to that point.
If the government would legalize it and tax the shit out of it and make money off
Which
of
they
it,
will.
Then and I'm sure they will. Right. They almost have to. Because this economy and this is not a show on politics.
How many fans out there have to share 395 or 66 or 495 or 202 with Fred Davis? Wouldn't you rather him be high on weed than drunk on alcohol?
Here's the deal. Okay.
What would you prefer?
Check this out. Okay. Yeah. The NFL offers it's almost like a taxi service where you can get a ride to and from your destination in like a Lincoln Town Car or an Escalade or other high-end value cars. You can get in, get out. You can get as bombed as you want, and you don't have to drive. And these guys don't take advantage of it. So you know what? I have no – Fred Davis is a fucking idiot. You know what?
Who's the guy on the Cowboys?
Josh Brent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kill the guy. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though.
Marshawn Lynch, DUI.
Dante Stallworth.
Where
killed the guy, too?
Dante Stallworth. Dead.
Where is the accountability of the players, though? They don't go to jail.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
They have no accountability. Exactly. They can run somebody over and it's fine.
In that regard, Dante Stallworth did spend a year in jail, but
he did. But let's get serious.
Yeah, it was probably
it was the club fed,
right?
Goodfellas.
Right. He's having lobster every night.
Speaking of legal trouble, Ray Rice.
Yeah,
Ray Rice.
Yeah,
did I see it.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw the video.
You don't know it was him, so
yeah, I know it was him. You know, when the cops identify you, that's not good. The video is
allegedly.
Not. It is not. Yeah, okay. Allegedly. Fish, the defense attorney over here.
Well, how do you say that she just passed out? Is that what he's going to use in court? She just passed out and fell out of the elevator.
He might.
Her face.
I would imagine something to the wall. I would imagine though. If you're going to be charged with some sort of assault, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, she was also charged with assault because she spit on him.
Yeah.
Well, you can't blame her for that.
Well.
Right.
So. My God.
He's like Roberto Alomar.
She spit on him and he hit her with an uppercut. And I don't know, you'd have to read, you know, the report and wait till after the trial to listen to the facts of the case. Right. But
wait, how do you know that he hit her with an uppercut?
That's what it
is
was.
Is that factual?
That was I wasn't there. I didn't witness it, but there were witnesses that testified or that said that.
Because you saw the video. I mean,
yeah,
she
was out
of the elevator.
No, she didn't fall out. He was holding her. She looked like
He kicked her while she was down. Did you see that?
Well, I didn't see it. He was just icing on the cake. Yeah, he kept like trying to move. Like he like laid her down, and then the dude from the hotel walks up and is talking to him, and he's like trying to move her unconscious feet from the elevator. Like
an elbow. Right.
You know what's ironic? The music in the elevator was what? What's love got to do?
Yeah.
Got to do it. Tina Turner.
That's atrocious. Atrocious. Atrocious.
That is terrible. God. So what do you guys think is going to end up happening to him?
Will he be back? First of all, he's getting older.
He's getting. I mean, 31 now? Not only that, 30? But I mean, when they won the Super Bowl, Bernard Pierce was almost splitting carries with him. And, you know, for fantasy football owners, that ain't good. Ray Rice is going to, he better slip down.
Trust me, he knows.
He better slip down a couple of year rounds next year.
What about domestic violence? I mean, it's an issue in the NFL that's been getting a lot of play recently. Is this going to really hit that? Obviously,
the difference. Nice, good pun there. The difference between the difference between Ray Rice and most guys in the NFL is there's a video attached to this. Get that automatically. People are just going to assume without hearing anything about the case, they're going to assume that you know you're carrying your unconscious wife out of an elevator.
What happened?
Right. It's got to be his fault. He's got to be a wife beater. Now, Terrell Suggs allegedly dragged his baby's mom, like grabbed her by her nappy weave and dragged her in the car with the kids in the car. Like
Imus?
Yeah. 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 There you go. Yeah. I was actually quoting EZ, but that's cool.
Right.
Don Imus also works. But
Don Imus.
Or what was the group that did the song? They sing like the acoustic version.
White guy's version.
Whatever group that was. Yeah. But anyway, he drags her and
a whore.
Yeah. So I threw it right across the neck. This old ass out. Like what? But anyway,
we're getting off topic.
Yeah, we are.
I digress.
We are straying from the path. I don't know. It ain't a good look.
What will happen? He'll get injured in week 4, and no one fucking cares.
Yeah. injured, yeah.
That's true. You make a good point, Fish.
Or they'll just draft a fucking running back. They can find him anyway.
Hey, Ozzie Newsome can put together a team now. He can put together
a team.
What a
fucking amazing guy.
If Ray Rice, if there's any inkling that he's going to miss time,
so good.
They're just going to... They're gonna find somebody
fast,
else.
Like just running backs.
Yeah, well, remember Sean Alexander?
Boom.
He like 2 years after he led the league in touchdowns and he had the yardage carry.
Walter Jones retired.
He was done. Yeah. Well, okay, but still.
Yeah.
Sean Alexander also strayed away from contact by any means.
Same thing happened to Larry Johnson. He had two straight 1,700 yards. Larry and then Johnson. Willie Rofe and William Shields. They retired. Yeah. And he was done. After
what
that.
A coincidence! And he sucks.
Yeah. That was it. Well. So I don't know. I you know,
he was
if
Redskins
you
Redskins and he was going to be amazing,
and then he ran backwards.
I did. Hold on.
Lando said, "At remember the game we run."
I did not like them signing Larry Johnson. I did not like it. But we went to a game. I don't remember who it was against. It might have been against the Texans, but he actually ran backwards for like 10 yards. I was like, I look over at Vinny, and I'm like, he ran backwards. He ran backwards. I was stuck. I couldn't come up with anything.
Every NFL running back knows forward and backward.
Well, Jim Marshall is running the wrong way. But that was a defensive line. So, yeah, that's cool. But
and he'd played 20 years without missing one game.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, which is
incredible. We could probably have a topic on that at some point.
Oh, God. Biggest all the players
all-star or Hall of Fame snubs in all the sports. Cause,
Hall of Fame snubs?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's a lot of snubs on that.
Next there's, week.
Yeah, that's right. Write that down. That's right. Book it. Listen live week 3. That's what the notes
page
children.
Is for, fellas. There's a notes page back here.
A notes page? What is this, a yearbook?
Yeah, it's a yearbook. You want to sign mine?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to sign your crack. Soon. It said, have a great summer. Keep KIT.
So I'm interested to see what you guys think about on this next one coming up. NFL free agency. What are the top guys that are out there floating around?
NFL's weird because you don't really like, there's never really like those great free, like a baseball, you know?
Yeah,
like
that's true.
Cano,
that's true.
When is like, okay, say Kurt Warner. He was never like a free agent or like Marshall Faulk, guys like that.
Yeah, they change teams via trade.
Via trade.
I agree. Guys who are going to get the most money, I don't know if that makes them the biggest free agents, but I would say someone like Eric Decker is probably going to get in the area of $10 million a year. Now,
$10 million for Eric Decker.
That's
after having one good season.
Listen.
You're right.
Listen to me.
Franchise him?
No.
They don't have a
franchise. No. Okay. I don't think they have all that much money. Because they're going to ask like Champ Bailey, who needs to take Champ a pay Bailey. Cut, but they're going to ask him to take a pay cut.
Quick trivia: who was he traded for in the Redskins?
Clinton Portis.
Hey,
and a second round pick that they used on.
Oh, that's tough.
Tatum Bell.
Oh, Jesus! Boom, only you would know this garbage.
I win.
That's what you get on the Sports Pollution, folks. But,
that's right.
Useless knowledge.
That's right.
That's tough. That's good.
If I'm Eric Decker, okay, I understand you want to get paid, but there's not a situation that you can go to and be better off, you know, than being in Denver. I mean, what, San Francisco, maybe?
Okay, but
what I'm
seeing was a little bit funny about that.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about, if you want to win right now, you have to, I would say, stick in Denver.
Well,
maybe
see what kind of guy Decker is. Does he want the money? Or does
that
depends.
Is true.
It
you get to know a lot about a guy
when
he does.
You know what? Here's the deal, though. Can you blame a guy if Denver says, listen, we're going to give you $5 million to stay here, and a team like Carolina or a team like, I don't know, like even the Redskins or the Eagles, they say, hey, we're going to give you $10 million. Okay. Carolina was, you know,
that's
a playoff team last year, and you get to play with Cam Newton.
Lando.
But it ain't
you would never leave a quarterback like Peyton Manning. You would never leave him. There's just no way.
How old is Decker? But
Eric Decker's young.
He's
26,
probably
26, 27.
This is his first contract, I think. So
right,
you get five as a rookie, right?
Yeah,
or four.
It depends. I don't know if he was drafted or if he was like one of those undrafted free agents. Because I don't.
That's trivia. Where did Eric Decker go to? College.
Well, let's look it up.
Oh, my goodness.
He went to Northern Iowa University of Mandated.
Mandated?
Technical poly science. Yeah, I wonder where he went. Who are some other free agency guys?
Free agents right now. I'm kind of in in hockey mode right now.
Yeah, hockey. Yeah, for sure.
I'm all over that.
I don't know, man. I think
Eric Decker went to Minnesota, and he was drafted in 2010 in the third round.
Really?
Yeah. So he's like 25 then. Or 26.
He's 26. Yeah, actually, he has he shares the same birthday as yours truly, Lando Calrissian.
Hey, Lando.
You told too much to the fans. Yeah. Now they're going to find you. Okay.
Yeah.
How are they going to find me?
Right. Good.
Because only two people in the world were born on that day.
What's your SSN?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
No, but that's actually a really good point to try to figure out what kind of a not only what kind of athlete is he, but who is he? I mean, is he the kind of guy who wants to leave for more money, or does he want to win
like
a championship?
Blair White? You know, Peyton Manning can make anybody look
that's
good.
That's true.
Blair
that's White's, very true.
Good God.
That's very true. Where's Blair White now?
Oh, where was he?
Not here.
Blair White?
Austin Collie?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Knew he was with the Patriots at last check.
So
no other free agents that can really think about?
Akeem Talib. I mean, there are guys that are going to be, you know, available.
Right.
I think that Sidney Rice just got cut.
Right.
Brian Racco is a free agent. This guy, Lamar Houston, is a free agent. No.
Jeez.
He had one good year for Minnesota.
But Brett Favre, I believe.
Yeah, Brett Favre. That's right. Very good.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he blew up over there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are good free agents, but as far as like great name free agents, I would say that there are none.
It's very rare.
Who's got the money to spend? Who's got
the
who's
Oakland
got
the Raiders
cash.
Have like $50 million
the
or something.
$10 million?
Yeah.
So that's.
But
what is it with the Redskins and their draft picks? How come they never get any? What is it?
What are you talking about? Alfred Morris? Oh, you mean actually having
draft picks.
Well, they trade him away. They trade him away like it's candy.
Yeah, like it's nothing, yeah.
I honestly...
I don't quite understand that.
Absolutely.
You'd still do it.
I still would.
No, you really? Wouldn't. You're lying to everyone's face right now if you say that.
Nope.
Who would they have gotten instead? Do we know?
Russell fucking Wilson.
Instead?
And you know, I
don't
said
know.
It before the fucking draft.
I don't know. If they stayed at the sixth pick, okay. I don't know. Maybe like Mark Barron, maybe Maurice Claiborne. I don't know.
Lando called me before the draft even happened, and he said, I need to trade down up.
Yes.
We can get Russell Wilson later in the draft. That's exactly what you said to me. You liked Russell Wilson.
I
you
still
were all
do.
In for Russell
and I
Wilson.
Still do. I still do. But what I'm saying is, guy like RG3 is dynamic. He had a shitty year last year. The team was shitty. Let's just face facts. He didn't play all that well, but the defense was atrocious. The special teams was the worst or one of the worst units of all time. And I never really paid a whole lot of attention to special teams.
You don't
but
until it hurts you.
You're exactly. Like, exactly. Yeah, but when you watched guys just shredding through and just run it's frustrating because usually that happens after you score. And, you know, you score a touchdown or a field goal, and you're like, all right, we're back in the game. And then some dude just goes, like, what the fuck? Yeah. That just, really, that just happened. But
that's true.
I have to say, I predicted the 3 wins. I bet our friend.
Yeah, well, that's.
Redskins will not win more than 3 games. Like, no, you're crazy.
Yeah, I would have taken that bet and I would have lost because I wouldn't have thought that there was no way that they go.
I just think, my personal thing, I think RG3 is going to be it. Every year is going to be exactly the same. Somebody will hit him around the sixth or seventh game and he'll get hurt again. It's just the way he is.
Because name another quarterback that's had two brand new knees that's done anything.
I can't.
He's too hurt.
The difference, though, is ACL injuries today are nowhere near as devastating as they were. Like, remember Edgerrin James when he was with Indianapolis was a monster.
No, that's true.
And he tore his knee and spent like 2 years
reconstructing
it.
Why won't it happen again when he runs around for...
It might.
How bad was her accuracy?
Okay, horrible. But that's a whole thing. That's not having an off season to work on your footwork. That's not having preseason games to make mistakes and have footage on you and say, hey, look, your foot needs to go left when you went right. You fucked up.
Is he still the fastest guy in the field? Because that was his edge.
That honestly, if he never runs again, that doesn't bother me either, Fish. I don't.
But then why do you want him? Then why not just play Kirk Cousins then? If you're not worried about running. What does he give? Right. What edge does he give you if he's not running?
It's the threat. Listen. Yeah. Alfred Morris rushed for 1,600 yards because
when
of RG3
was able to run.
Because of RG3,
before he got hurt.
Is it offense starting to wear?
Figure it out. I think that the offense will change. Hopefully, in any way, get bigger offensive linemen that can pass protect because
the NFL by storm.
Because if look. Seattle ran it and won the Super Bowl. San Francisco was in the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable defense.
Okay, true. True. That goes to having an entire team.
NFC West.
Yeah, well, but the NFC West now is
they're
a little bit better.
They're what
beast.
The NFC East used to be.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And probably will be again, but
the NFC East is
they're terrible now.
Yeah, they're all
what
terrible.
The NFC West used to be.
It's
they switched places.
But
awful.
Yeah, very bad.
At least the Eagles don't have a Super Bowl ring. So that's
Eagles trophy case.
Yeah, that's right.
You could hear a fucking
but like that's right. A lot of dust, but all right. Anyway,
now we're looking at
the Redskins.
Now we're looking at the combine, guys.
You know,
what do you think?
It's played out.
The combine. Let me tell you something. Okay, everyone wants to get all sized up and all excited. Oh, Jadeveon Clowney ran a 4.53 40. Well, guess what? How many times is he going to run in straight lines in the NFL?
Never.
How many times?
Never.
Now, I understand that there's a need for some sort of testing to see what these guys can do and how they act. I get that. The bench reps are very important. I mean, he had, 21 of 225?
Which is very low for his.
It was weak.
Yeah, very weak.
That's weak.
Is it?
Yeah. That's
very weak.
There was a guy
that had 35 that was 100 pounds less than he weighs, I think.
I don't know about all that.
Less than he
weighs. All I know is that I couldn't do 21 reps of 225.
No, I couldn't do
you don't even weigh 180 pounds.
No.
So what do you expect?
Thanks.
But you're hung like a horse, so it's fine.
It's true. That's right. It's at least 15 of that is downstairs. Good Lord.
Christ.
Anywho.
So, you know, and the other thing that pisses me off about the combine is these big high-profile quarterbacks that refuse to throw. Like, what? I can't imagine.
Throw the ball.
I can't imagine that there's anything in a game film or at your pro day that is going to be hurt by you throwing at the combine. I can't imagine
unless
that.
You got something to hide.
Right, or
something to hide or something to improve upon.
Or if you're hurt,
is there a strategy to waiting until your pro day? What's the reason for that?
Well, the strategy is all eyes are on you.
Gotcha.
I guess at the combine, you know, you're just one, you're a number, you know, of, you know, however many you know, people are there.
It's weird. They have, like, yeah, offensive linemen running the 4-yard dash.
Right. Yeah, exactly. If, right. If I got an offensive lineman, it's, you know, flying down the road.
What the hell does that matter?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I agree.
Now, the combine right now is this week. It's going on from the 19th to 24th.
It's still in Indy. Yeah.
Now, who came out of nowhere? Who did you guys see anybody who really surprised you? There was that one guy who ran a 4.23 40.
Yeah.
Right. What's the record for that?
The fastest is Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson. That's
4.42 something, I think. 4.21 or something like that.
I don't know.
He was supposed to race Usain Bolt. Yeah. Apparently.
Have fun with that.
Amazing.
Yeah. Have fun with that.
I don't know why he would even try that.
Right.
To.
Does the combine really help coaches and scouts, or is it more just kind of the thing that the NFL has to do?
Maybe they're just nitpicking.
Yeah, it does add a little nitpicking factor, but you know, you get to see these guys run, you get to see what kind of shape they're in after their season's been over, you know, to determine, hey, is this guy going to be the type of guy that if we go 3-13 but end up, you know, having is he gonna be tough and is he gonna train in the off season, or is he gonna get fat and go and bake
the
party?
Just wanted, like, just a chat and a handshake.
That's true.
A chat and a handshake, and to know that you are not Albert Haynesworth. I think
that's
the key.
That's Michael Sam.
Yeah,
and that's that's
they want to hug.
That's kind
handshake.
Of that's kind of what I'm getting at.
Or
is,
a hand job.
Oh my God!
Damn it.
How you doing, Chewbacca?
I lost the bet. You offend everybody in the fucking country. You're just a...
Yeah, we've already had talked about us. Women knitting scarves, and now we're making fun of gay people. So there you go.
We're not making fun of gay people. I'm just insinuating honestly, that he would give a hand job. That's
here's the deal. Saying. Here's the deal. Like, I don't know why he felt the need. I mean, we talked about this last week. I don't know why he felt the need to come out and say, listen, I'm gay. I'm a gay athlete. And then at his interview or his media day on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day it was, he was like, you know, I just want you guys to look at me as a football player. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter if I'm gay. Yeah. Well, yeah. If you hadn't said anything, you could do whatever you want. I mean,
he said something about, like, he wanted to, like, his future teammates to know and not to be surprised, you know, in the middle of the season. Like, a reporter comes out and goes, hey, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about this? So, well, now we know.
That's true.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with him saying it. I don't have a problem with him saying that at all.
Right. Yeah.
The issue is, you know, you say, I don't want to be judged by based on that. Well, you know, if you hadn't said anything, we wouldn't be talking about it.
So which is it? You know, do you want to be just a football player, or do you want to be
you better believe that first week of the NFL, the first preseason game, and then the first NFL game.
Cancel?
I don't care. I'm sure the opposing team's fans will say stuff because that's what you're supposed to do.
I mean, if you stand up and start calling people right in the middle of an arena.
Yeah, but... I don't know. I think that it's kind of a punchline between people. Right. I don't think anybody really cares. Or if you do, then you're...
I'm not even sure why it would matter.
It doesn't.
What the hell does it matter? Why would it ever come up in any situation?
If he plays on my team and he sacks the quarterback...
20 sacks?
Do
thank you.
Whatever you want. That's right.
That's true.
Hell yeah, man.
That's very
can
true.
You play?
Yeah.
Good, you're in.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get in there.
That's very true.
I agree.
So what do you guys think about the NFL draft coming up in April? Do you guys think that it's going
like
to go?
I don't like the way they chopped it all
up. I agree. Yeah. I agree. Get it done.
Like, when?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I know. Well, you know, the NFL is a machine. They make money, obviously.
Suck in the tits.
Right. That's right.
Sucking the tits,
and
man.
You know,
that's what it's all
we
about.
All know. We all know that we're going to sit around the TV. We're going to watch.
That's true.
Or at least keep it on. You know, maybe not the later rounds because I don't know half the.
I used to watch more college football back in the day. Now I don't as much, so I don't know any of the players as
but
much.
True.
How much fun did we have when we went to FedEx Field on Saturday to know the first round of the draft? We used to sit up there in the lounge.
Yep.
Have a couple drinks, hang out, and watch.
Take Sean Taylor.
It was amazing.
Or actually, the year we went, it was Brian Arakpo, and I was just glad they didn't trade
for
Mark Sanchez.
You were so mad because you thought they were going to get Mark Sanchez.
No, I was not mad. Oh, I was mad. Yes, I was mad because I thought they were going to get him.
Because all the reports are coming out.
Isn't Arakpo a free agent?
Arakpo is.
He is.
They'll get a deal done or franchise him. They won't.
Kind of.
Well,
he
had a good year this year. He couldn't stay 2 years prior.
Not first round. You know, he's not worth the.
Right. Kind of the reason why you put the franchise tag on these guys, because you know guys, other teams aren't going to give up that first round pick for a guy like that, and you get him for another year, and maybe he has a great year, or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he has a shitty, you know,
or maybe
year.
He's just an average guy.
Right.
Maybe he isn't the best.
Exactly. But.
Well, hold on, though, because when LeVar Arrington had that great season, who was the defensive coordinator?
Marvin Lewis.
And what scheme did they play in?
They had him. Was it two? No, that was.
They had him in a 4-3, and he was a 4-3 down lineman in Marvin Lewis's.
So what do you think? I mean, do you think Arakpo is a product of, look, he's being asked to do things that he shouldn't be in
well,
a 3-4?
Well, you know, when you
play... He's covering tight ends. What the fuck is he doing?
Well, yeah, neither does he sometimes if you watch the games. But you're right.
There goes Jason Witten.
Yeah, well, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. Yeah. That's a mistake that any team and
remember
most teams...
Remember when they used to say Jason Witten and Chris Cooley, he was better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well... I got to tell you.
Whoever said that was on coke.
No, they used to say that. They were comparing the
Yeah,
two.
Well, Jason Witten, though, getting a little old.
Future Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. First ballot Hall of Famer, but he's going to be a Hall of Famer with no ring.
Oh, that's true.
He's going to go the Dan Marino route, a la Tony Gonzalez.
Get him out of here.
We got to go hard on this show, man. You
write that down. Yeah, we got new predictions coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
NFL
you know.
We'll have to do like NFL previews and stuff like that.
NFL predictions.
We got to get in baseball mode.
Got to do it.
I
love it. I love it.
Wait.
I can't wait.
It's awesome.
It is.
Next up on the Sports Pollution Podcast, we have got MLB spring training. What do you guys think?
I love it. I go down there. I go down there. And let me tell you something. For all you listeners, if anybody lives in Florida, you need to go see some spring training games. But anybody who doesn't, go down there. I mean, you're right on top of the players. They're very personable.
You get autographs and stuff like that?
You can get autographs. I mean, you know, pictures. Like... You know,
they're all in like the same area, aren't they?
Like yeah, more or less. Yeah, like if you go down, like we go down, we stay in Orlando, and we're no more than an hour's drive away from the Nationals, the Houston Astros, mm-hmm. the Yankees, the Rays, the Detroit Tigers, and I'm missing one. Atlanta Braves play on Disney property.
That's awesome. Fucking awesome, man.
And
that
like I said, I mean, you go there and you watch the guys. I mean,
Andy Van Slyke.
Andy Van Slyke.
Van Slyke. But
greatest player in MLB history.
That's right. Greatest T-shirt ever.
Only he would be on a T-shirt where he's getting hit by a pitch.
He was such a fucking grinder.
If you guys know that T-shirt, look it up. It's the most hilarious T-shirt
I still have it, but it's a size medium.
Dude, that should be our logo.
That should be our logo.
You got to bring that in there. Great idea. Like getting...
Great idea, Fish.
It's a lot of fun, though. It really is. And, you know, you get to see these guys... It's basically, I mean, it's like watching a glorified practice because, you know, they play the first 5-6 innings, maybe not even, get a couple of at-bats, and then you get to see the guys who are trying to make the team, and it's almost like watching the fourth preseason NFL game where, you know, you got guys who want to make the team, and they're, you know, laying out for balls that they got no business laying out for.
Derek Jeter.
Right. That's pretty good, Fish.
Yeah, thanks.
There are some players who try to ask for autograph, and they don't want to. Like,
get away! I'll kill you.
Yeah, get away! Get out of here!
I mean,
son,
it happens, you know.
Hey, Bobby!
Oh my god!
Do you care now?
Yeah,
that was horrible.
What a great movie!
Who directed that?
Trivia
again. It's gonna
Robert
keep
De Niro.
No, he didn't direct.
No, it was Michael Bay. No.
Ridley Scott.
Tony Scott.
Tony Scott. Damn it!
I did know that. Actually,
I was so close. He threw himself off one. Yes.
Well, we'll call it falling off.
We'll call it falling. So MLB bans home plate collisions, but with one exception: if the catcher has the ball and he is blocking home plate, hasn't it always been the rule? In Major League Baseball?
I think so.
Yeah, but like Buster Posey didn't when he broke his leg or whatever, he didn't have the ball.
It's weird. Okay, so say the ball is like he doesn't have it yet. He's coming. The runner's right here. Is he supposed to let the ball just go?
Yeah.
Is he supposed to
lay
it?
Exactly.
Not sure what the
is the guy running supposed to stop? I need to catch the ball. Exactly.
So it's more of a rule to keep a guy like Buster Posey healthy is more or less.
It's also one of those things where you know you got the NFL doing all these concussion studies and all that. I mean, unless you run into a wall a la Bryce Harper, there's no real way to get concussions in baseball. Whatever. It happens. Who cares?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's something that can be enforced because it sounds like a great idea now, but could you imagine a World Series game being decided by something like that? Or a game like a playoff game in September or October when it matters? Like,
oh, great. So the umpires are even more involved in the game.
Right.
Wonderful.
Now, I'm all for replay and all that stuff and getting what. Because, I mean, if you have the technology, you need to use it.
Remember that infield fly rule against, was it Dodgers and Cardinals? What the hell was that?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, infield fly that the outfielder cut.
Matt Holliday was going like, what? Yeah.
What?
In the butt.
But, yeah, Oh, right. A little
so
excited
any,
over there.
Are there any players that are kind of surprising everybody with how they're playing in spring training?
It hasn't started yet.
I think they just reported.
They've been playing.
They've reported, but they haven't started playing the games yet.
They haven't played at all yet?
They play, I think they start, it might be this week coming up.
Could be this week, yeah. No injuries. I can't stand it. When injuries, man.
Yeah. How about the guy Mark Mulder blew out his Achilles?
Oh, see, that's something like that, man.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Before the and then a guy like Ryan Dempster leaves the Red Sox in like a $14 million or something. Yeah. He just left. Like, yeah, I got personal issues.
Is Matt Kemp going to come back? He's all.
Is he going to be who he was 2 years ago, or is he going to be the asshole that's been on my fantasy team?
He's already messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
What did you say about Mark Trout or Mike Trout?
Yeah,
you
said about Mark Trout, Mike Trout, Mark Trout. they're going to extend him 6 years, $150 million.
Why not? Listen.
I would definitely do it. That's probably cheap.
That's exactly because you see guys like Clayton Kershaw getting big paydays. Now he's earned it.
He's definitely
Robbie Cano to.
Yeah,
240.
Yeah, 10 years or something. Something now, in the American League, that's not bad for a guy like that. If he can just continue to swing the bat, you remember Harold Baines played until he's like 40. Yeah, he could probably sign him right now, and he'd come up with clutch.
Edgar
Baines. Martinez,
Edgar, Ed, Hall of Famer.
Right,
we got to talk about that too.
Yeah, that's good.
Hall of Fame snubs.
I told you.
I know
that's
man.
That's a good one.
So we'll have a list for you guys. Next week coming up.
Also, we could also debate is the DH a position.
I would. I think it needs to be either one or the other. Like, what other sport is there? Like, there's two different rules for the same league. It's weird.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Two leagues. Uh-huh. That's right.
Well, I've been saying that for years, though. Why don't you just switch it over to the AL rules? There should be no the pitcher.
Because
nobody wants to see the pitcher
hit
because
in NL.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
Yes, I care. That's the way the game is.
The double switch.
I
you care
like
about
DH.
The double switch.
I care. Yes, I
you
do.
Care.
Listen, you have to have a more complete bench in the
Absolutely.
National League
yes.
than you do in the American League. Yes. Yes.
You don't want to see hitting. You don't want to see more home runs.
Of course I do, but you got eight spots to do that. And you better have pitchers like Steven Strasburg who can hit the ball. Clayton Kershaw can hit the ball. Zach Greinke.
The DH rule was meant for guys like older guys like Ken Griffey Jr.
Exactly.
to extend his career. Now it seems like more guys, they just use it for day offs.
Yeah.
There
they do.
There aren't big sluggers anymore except for David Ortiz. What other big
true.
DHs are there anymore?
That's true.
I agree. I can't,
it's just
I can't
for guys
sit
like,
there.
Okay, Derek Jeter will give you a day off. You're the DH.
Right.
Or, you know, whoever.
I agree.
I think the DH.
So it's more of an open slot to kind of play around with.
It's not what it meant to be.
Yeah.
It used to be like, okay, we'll get Edgar Martinez, you know, awesome hitter, but he can't play the field. Now it's more like, okay.
But why couldn't he play in the field? Was he injured?
He's old.
Slow?
He was old
when he was young.
Yeah.
But when you draft, you know, you draft a guy at a position.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Nick Johnson. If he could stay healthy, maybe. But
are there any more Expos left in the?
Luis Ayala.
Is he really?
Is on the team. Ryan Zimmerman was drafted by the Expos.
He never actually played for them.
Didn't play for them. And then.
Wow. This guy's knowledge.
Is
Dude, he's
Jamie
awesome.
Carroll. They just signed
Jamie
him to a minor league Carroll.
Right.
He's also on the team right now.
Soriano didn't play for them, did he?
No.
He
was with
Vlad
the Nationals.
Gone. He's
Vlad,
gone now.
Yeah. They're probably, I'd have to look, they're probably like relief Maybe. Pitchers.
Vlad is the only player in MLB history that will swing at a ball.
Oh, dude, the ball
and
the
crush it. And crush it.
Behind him.
And you're forgetting.
Actually, Ichiro used to do that, but he didn't crush it.
Yeah.
But I remember one time the ball hit the plate and still hit it.
He'll bloop it right over the first baseline.
That's crazy.
Vladimir, listen, the safest place
Vlad.
To pitch to him is right down the middle of the plate. You throw a ball up around his eyes, he's going to knock it into, you know, the upper deck in left field.
Upper deck. Fans are really coming out to try to get the MLB to get a salary cap. I mean, you
salary
hear
cap?
About it every once in a while, but there's
it's
no
so
big
late
push.
For that.
It is, and the
like,
owners probably
how,
don't
how
want
can
it.
They possibly justify that? I just signed Robbie Cano for $240. Wait, there's a salary cap.
Yeah,
right.
Oh,
right.
That's
true.
It's a little too late now.
That's true. When do you do it? When do you institute it? Yeah.
It would have to be like, okay, 5 years from now, get your shit together.
Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Something like that.
And do you think that's a plausible thing?
I think that
definitely make it a more level playing field, right?
I agree. I agree. But, you know, you get guys like Billy Beane who can build a team.
Hey, Billy Beane.
You know.
Well, he got lucky
on
the whole Cybermetrics stuff.
Sabermetrics, but I don't think Cybermetrics. That sounds like an internet porn.
Get it together.
You would
know.
Hell, would I? Really?
Moneyball, I love it. They never mentioned they had Zito, Mulder, and Hudson.
Right.
Like, oh, by the way, they had three Cy Young Award winners.
Right.
But they put up some scrap players together. No, they had three fucking Cy Young winners, idiots.
That did happen.
That's true.
That's a good point. That's an excellent point, Fish.
They never once mentioned that in the movie.
Now, on to what everybody, all of our fans really care about, the Daytona 500.
Oh, bingo, man. Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Yeah, I got nothing. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
They just
won.
Keep going left.
Yes,
that's
right. Keep waiting for that right turn.
Well, that's what I was
going to
ask
happen.
You guys. Why aren't there more fans of NASCAR?
There are.
There are. They're just down south.
Yeah, there are.
But
people,
that's the misconception, though. It's that why,
it's the number
why
one
don't
sport
more...
in America, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
If you call it a sport.
Is it the number one sport in America?
Activity, but...
Yeah, that's right.
They're not athletes.
I think a lot of people say that they don't watch it because everybody that watches it is fucking rednecks who sleep with their sisters, and I mean, right. Who doesn't like that? As far as your
extracurricular activity. I guess you could say for baseball too, but what other sport can you take a nap in the middle of it, come back 3 hours, and you're like, I didn't miss anything. Still fucking turning left.
That's a great point, Fish.
In the middle of it and come back and there's still fucking 150 laps.
I don't watch it. I don't have any context.
Have you ever been to a race alive?
And that's the thing.
I will
that's
tell you, going too. Is amazing.
They said that your ears are just, you got to sit up top.
That's what people tell me is if you don't like NASCAR, go to an event. Well, first of all, no, I don't like it.
First of all, I'm not going.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll end up somewhere where you don't want to be.
Exactly. Around people smell like hot ass.
Oh, dear.
You know, sitting in the hot sun. No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Down in Daytona.
Right. Yeah, you got three dudes with six teeth between them. Boogie, you know, boogie. I don't need to. Yeah, no, that's not me. That's not.
I feel like people are unfair towards NASCAR because they don't get a chance. They don't give it the opportunity to go to a live race and
well, where am I supposed to go?
Well, right. That's
you
the
can
thing.
Go to you can go to Martinsville International Speedway. You can go to RIR down in Richmond. I mean, there's a bunch of places. You can go to Dover.
Dover,
you know? Dover,
yeah. Delaware,
Dover, man. Delaware, man. Get down to Dover, man. Yeah. Come and see. That's
the only good thing about Delaware is no state tax.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, and Joe Biden.
And Joe Biden, nice.
Delaware?
Okay, think about NASCAR. I've always wondered, okay, is it the driver? Because they're all under exactly the same regulations and restrictions, and you can't put shit in their cars. You can't put shit in their cars. So is it the driver?
It's who's got the most balls. Who's willing to Jimmy cut Johnson someone off going 230 miles an hour? Not many guys are willing to.
So it must be the driver. So then they must be special.
Well, it must be the driver because listen to this. Well, Danica Patrick got all that hype. First female driver, NASCAR. What has she done?
How long until she's in Playboy, do you think?
I think a week. Maybe two.
Well, she's been around for a while.
A few months.
I mean, but
you know, here's the thing. I'm just going to put this out there. Uh-huh. She looks better, like, getting ready for a race, getting ready to race, than she does when she's, like, putting on, like, a dress. And, like, GoDaddy. Oh, I'm trying, like, ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't say ugh, because that's
she's very
fair,
muscular.
Like,
you have
a penis.
Huh? That's true.
Let's get serious.
Touché.
Here.
Yeah, Daytona 500. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next subject.
So the Nets are poised to sign Jason Collins.
They did sign him.
Is that a publicity stunt, or does Jason Collins still possess NBA-level talent? What do you think?
I don't know much about the Nets other than they have a bunch of old dudes on their team, like Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Like, why would you make that trade ever?
Back in 95.
Right, exactly, yeah. That's like playing NBA 01, yes. But I don't know if they have injuries at the position that he plays. I have no idea. But you know what? I think that I won't say it's a publicity stunt, but I can't imagine that he's.
You mean they couldn't find some other 35?
Right. Or younger, or like younger, a center who's younger. I don't
What's
know.
Robin
honestly,
doing right now?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know a whole lot about basketball as far as I'm just saying like the bench players and you know who the ninth guy off of the bench is going to be for a team. I don't know that much about it. So
maybe it is a little something. Hey, you know, let's a little pay attention to the Nets today.
It could be right.
Let's get ESPN down here.
That's kind
trying of bring them in because
I think they're not having a great season. So
it's like hey, have a little,
right? Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the Nets. Yeah, because we're
not
in Brooklyn
sure what,
now.
You go there. Oh, they have a gay player. Okay.
Well, but
how does that influence you wanting to go see him play? Or
well, but what if
play with him anyway?
But what if you're a gay person who is living in Brooklyn or around Brooklyn, and you know now you can have hey, listen, that's my guy. That guy's out there representing everything that I want to be. And I don't know. That's
true.
So
that's a possibility.
I think Fish is closer to at least they're talking about them.
They're talking about
you know?
Them. Would we
I
be
mean,
talking
he
about
played...
the Nets if we didn't sign him?
No.
We would have
except for which team is the shittiest in the NBA. Oh, the Brooklyn Nets, okay.
Hey, the Wizards are doing good.
Yeah, how
the
about
Wizards
that?
Actually pretty
the Wizards.
Good.
Wizards
yeah.
have
and,
a chance.
You know
they
what?
Do.
And they're fun to watch.
They are.
Like
course, John Wall is amazing.
I saw no 6 weeks they said.
For fantasy wise. That's all.
Yeah.
Fucking fantasy vulture.
Fucking Fish.
Jody Meeks.
Shit, man. I wanted him so
we're in the
so
same
bad.
League, and I keep taking Jody Meeks, and then he
fucking
takes him
asshole.
For a day. And I take
Jody Meeks, what's this?
I got George Hill from the fucking Pacers. He got 0 points,
well,
two rebounds, and a fucking...
Well, you need...
Were you playing?
You,
it's
oh,
a,
yeah.
my
God.
You need,
what are you doing?
You need Evan Turner.
Points. That's from, 2 rebounds more than I had.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that kind of leads right into our topic of who the NBA MVP is this year. I think it's pretty obvious.
I would say it's Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
I would far.
Hands down.
LeBron, he won it last year, didn't he?
He's won it a couple times.
He's won 2 years in a row. I think.
Paul George, no. Not.
I like Paul George. I like Indiana as a team.
Steph Curry, he just shoots lights out.
Yeah. Harden puts up a lot of points.
I actually think he's had kind of a downer year.
Well, the Rockets, Dwight Howard, tied his bullshit.
Howard's got, 20 points, 20 rebounds almost every night? It's probably disgusting, his production.
Where the fuck was he last year? He's got an abnormally long torso.
He really does. He's a strange dude.
Fucking torso.
Howard seemed kind of weird.
So what would you guys say if I said that I don't think Kevin Durant is an MVP candidate because he's not the most valuable player on that team?
Who's the most valuable player on that team?
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, really? Because he hasn't played since Halloween.
And they're still winning.
But he facilitates.
2-1, we win.
Okay. Yeah. What's he facilitate from the bench?
Is he coaching? The hard work ethic.
Oh, do you know him?
They were doing good. They had Reggie Jackson in there.
Do you call him at home?
Yeah.
No, it's Kevin Durant. Please
it's
stop.
God. Yeah,
no,
please.
He's having a great time. Yeah. I'm a huge Kevin Durant.
It sounds like
fan.
I'm watching PTI.
Can we stop calling the Miami Heat Big Three? Because they're not Big Three.
Yeah.
It's not even close. Dwayne Wade's
It's the Big Two because Dwayne Wade's not playing.
No, it's one. It's one and two other guys and Greg Oden.
One and two other guys who seem to be all right.
Yeah.
Bosh is good.
No,
he is a good player.
No, he's not. He's so
hitting threes this year.
He's inconsistent. That's his problem.
True.
He's 7 feet tall and can't play like a 7 feet. You know, 7 foot.
No, that's true.
That is so infuriating. Like, you are 7 feet tall. You are taller than like 90% of the league, and you get just bitched around. Like, dude, eat a fucking hamburger, get in the lane, and get rebounds. It's not that hard.
He gets
it's like 12
points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. You're big three.
Yeah.
Try 4 threes, 22 points.
You think so?
6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. That's what he had the other night. So,
oh, wow. One night. Wow.
No, he's inconsistent.
Night.
I'll give that to you.
Yes.
I will agree with you
on
that. He is inconsistent.
And yes, the big three, they're done. And
LeBron to Washington?
No, he'd go somewhere like...
Why can't they get like Kevin Love and LeBron to come to
something like that? Oh my God, John Wall, are you shitting me?
I would say.
Would you go to Wizards games?
The biggest name that
Everyone
they could
go.
Probably
would
attract.
Yeah.
I absolutely would go.
Yeah.
The biggest name that they could probably attract would be Kevin Durant, only because he's from D.C.
Right.
You know, and he may take less money to come play with John Wall and Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal is probably
all right. What about
he's
like,
underrated?
What about, how about Melo? Like Kevin
nah,
Love?
Nah, fuck Melo, man.
John Wall.
No,
like, that's so sick though.
Melo,
he's
his,
a pure scorer.
Yeah,
a pure scorer.
And his attitude.
Well, that's
sucks.
What they got John Wall for. Then pass it right to him. Maybe.
His attitude sucks. Yeah.
Kevin Love for rebounds.
Yeah.
Boom.
Kevin Love.
Boom.
Let me tell you something. That's a name we left off here
Kevin
for
Love's
the NBA.
A beast.
You know, he gets
I
no
was
love
just about
because
to bring that up. No,
because he plays. Because first of all, he's white in the NBA, which is tough. I mean, let's just call
well,
it.
Well, it's how good he is for being white. He's a great player.
Top 5 white guys of all time, like NBA.
I would. I mean,
Detlef Shrimp.
Average. Yeah, Detlef Shrimp.
Pistol Pete.
John Stockton.
Jerry West, obviously.
All right,
the logo.
Wow.
The logo.
Havlicek, what was his name?
Yeah, John Havlicek.
Havlicek. Jerry West lost like 5 finals in a row or something. Like, they didn't talk about it. Like,
how about we're missing a guy?
Oh, we're missing Larry Bird.
Thank you.
And
there
Steve
you go.
Nash.
Oh, God. Larry Bird's a huge one that we just glossed
Steve
over.
Steve Nowitzki.
Yeah, Steve Dirk Nowitzki.
He's not considered white. Isn't he more Aryan?
Is he white?
Aryan.
Oh, my goodness. There with that.
There it is. That's right. And there it is.
These are crickets.
It's like,
no, so you put Kevin Durant up against Kevin Love right now.
Right.
Who do you pick?
Oh, if I'm building
Durant's
a team,
younger.
I would build, yes.
Durant's
I agree.
Amazing. But he does everything, though. He hits threes. He scores points. He gets rebounds.
But
assists.
You
steals.
You can't,
he's
you can't really go wrong with either player
yeah.
at this point in their career. You can't really go wrong. But you'd be picking more with your heart than with your head if you went Kevin Love over Kevin Durant, I think.
Does LeBron James get a legitimate shot? Does he get a legitimate argument up against Kevin Durant?
Of being an MVP?
Yeah.
Or in a game?
MVP. What,
yeah, absolutely.
MVP, yeah.
Absolutely he does.
I haven't really checked his numbers, to be honest. But
he's the
sure
reason the Heat
are
even legitimate
even
this year. So,
yes,
he does. He does.
And, of course, the East is awful. The East is they have
yeah when you got the Wizards yeah when you got the Wizards as the 3 seed at 28-28 that is a problem.
That's bad.
Yeah,
like the Phoenix Suns are like 5 games over 500 and they're not in the playoffs right now.
Yeah,
what?
It's pretty insane.
Yeah, well, I mean,
crazy.
It's you know I don't know,
crazy.
There's probably a way for them to come up with a better system like the NHL did, kind of, where
just get rid of
yeah.
The Magic. Do we need them anymore?
Yeah,
no, we don't.
Yeah.
Need them.
Victor Oladipo or Oladapo.
Aaron Aflalo's good. I mean, he plays well. He's scoring.
Are you just naming
Vucic, that Vucic guy? He's
is
really good.
Is Vucic? He just naming players on his on his team?
Course. No,
Aflalo's
not on my fantasy team.
Oh,
I know everything about basketball.
Everything?
You're black. You're supposed to know more about me than NBA.
From the waist down. From
so
the waist down.
We know he's born. We know he's black.
That's right. Yeah.
We know where he lives.
Great. That's right.
We know the last 4 digits of his SSN. No, I mean the NBA is pretty popular, but would it be even more popular if they played defense like in college?
I agree.
Would it be even better?
Listen, these games in the NBA, in the NCAA, if you watch, I can turn on a college game and know, unless it's like Arizona versus like Appalachian State or whatever. But you know, the crowd's into it, and usually like the Duke and Syracuse games and
UC Beheim. I thought it was a stroke.
He gets red like a fucking tomato.
That was bullshit.
All these games, they all come down to the wire, and they're fun to watch.
They're so fun to watch.
And I'd imagine
that Syracuse game, that Boeheim, he cost him. That was his loss.
Yeah.
He, because of him.
Yeah.
His reaction, he lost him the game.
He did. But the scoring of the game. Well, he is a god. He will never leave unless they fire him. Yeah.
He's like Dean Smith.
Which they won't fire him. Yeah. But I mean, when you're playing a game that's 54-50 or 48-46,
that's kind of weird. That's like,
they only play 40 minutes. Like, you know, you get
20 and a half.
Right. You get 12 minute quarters. You know, you get the quarter breaks, and the NBA, the teams are better as a whole in scoring.
They're just kids. They're just kids.
Right.
That's true.
You know, if you have one scorer like the kid from Oklahoma State who pushed that dude who said something to him, Marcus Smart.
Smart.
You know, they took him out. Nice. They took him out for three games, and their team suffered.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
So
yeah,
I'd imagine
you know everything about basketball because of fantasy. And I've noticed about fantasy.
Fantasy helps you learn so much stuff about
the game.
Sport.
Like I was watching, like the Magic and the Nuggets one night. And I'm like, for no reason. I had that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, take a look at him.
Yeah.
Why am I watching this?
The Magic and the
and their shorts. Yeah. I'm glad that they lengthened their shorts because Fish told me a story.
True statement
that a lot of people do not know about. Patrick Ewing had to sew a side pocket in his shorts for his cock. It was that big.
Yeah, his holster. Dude, it was it was a holster.
It really did.
What are they called?
A lot of
him. Yeah.
Patrick Ewing's side pocket.
I'm not looking it up.
Yes, you are.
He's dead serious, man. These players, think about it, man.
The King Batumbo
hung like
flopping
warlords.
Everywhere.
Yeah, he had three side pockets, one for his cock and one for each ball.
Oh dear.
So March Madness is coming up soon, guys. We got what, two more regular season games for NCAA men's, and then it goes to March Madness. I want to hear early predictions.
I think they do the tournaments.
Well, the tournaments.
Oh, we're getting a call.
Oh shit!
Hey,
we
got a call.
We got a live call in.
We got a call. Stand by.
Hello, you are live on the Sports Pollution Podcast.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
We are great. How's everything with you?
You know, I have a question that I wanted to ask you guys or get your opinion on something. I don't know if you have talked about it already, but
sure.
I wanted to just get what you guys thought about the Syracuse coach.
Look at that.
Hey,
perfect.
Yeah, we were just talking about
perfect
that.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. I'm watching ESPN today, you know, like I normally do, and analysts are saying that he's responsible for them losing the game, or he should feel partly responsible.
Yep, I think so.
And at least my opinion on that is that that's ridiculous.
You know, who
doesn't have that reaction when a ref makes a terrible call like that? I mean, people in their homes all over America, probably Syracuse fans, were jumping up and down screaming. If you're actually at the game and you're the coach of that team,
right,
how are you not freaking out and going in the ref's face?
I don't disagree with you one bit as far as him being excited and upset at the call, because it was a pretty horrendous call. But you have to be able to control your emotions as the coach of a team. I say that, and I'm the type of guy who freaks out and jumps up and down at my TV.
I've seen it.
You know, in the first quarter of a football game, I'm freaking out. So.
Right,
but I'm also not getting paid millions of dollars to coach that team in that situation. So there are, I would imagine, avenues that he could have pursued that would have not made him look, first of all, like a crazy person, like his hair was on fire. He was jumping around. He almost came out of his suit jacket. But
yeah,
you know, I don't know. I mean, it's a shame when a game comes down to something like that, because it was a great game. Otherwise,
it was a fun game.
Yeah. It's just a shame. That's all I got. Anybody else got anything?
What do you think, Fish?
No, I mean, it sucks when it ends like that.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
But,
he should have been able to compose himself a little bit more, but it is reasonable to see how mad he...
When you start yelling at the ref, like, hey, bullshit, you know, then apparently... stop.
But I think a lot of other coaches get away with very similar things.
They do too, yeah.
Right?
I'm sure...
So I think that must have been infuriating to him to say, what the fuck, you know, you're kind of...
I'm sure Coach K was...
Singling me out. Coach K, he's cool as a cucumber.
Coach K, well, he does get red in the face, but
he does get a little bit...
He's like one of those guys that's like, gosh darn it, you got to do better. Like, what?
Gosh darn it.
Yeah, I just had a problem with people saying that he was responsible for the team losing. I think the ref got off the hook because Boeheim did that. If Boeheim is composed and calm and just gets angry or whatever, I think this ref gets crucified the next day on ESPN.
That's a great point.
That's true, man. That's a really good point.
Yeah, as a coach, how are you not supposed to react?
Absolutely. I agree. I'm not saying that he was wrong or that he shouldn't have reacted, because like I said, I'm the guy who jumps up and down and carries on like a crazy person. Right. Yeah. So I know that feeling. I can tell you, I've probably said the exact same things that he did. I get it. But, you know, at that time of the game, I mean, you have to do better. You have to, there's no way around that.
So what other issues do you have? Where are you calling from, man?
Calling from Stafford, Virginia.
Stafford, Virginia. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I saw something on ESPN that they were talking about, the Jason Collins thing getting picked up by the Nets. Talked out about that. But I think someone put it, I think it was Stephen A. Smith or somebody like that said, you know, if Jason Collins isn't gay, this is just a little stat line on the bottom of ESPN saying,
Collins
gets picked up by the Nets and that's it. But, you know, because he's gay, of course, it's like this whole thing and they got a stat line up there and Jason Collins, you know, 5 fouls, you know, 2 rebounds or whatever it was, all that.
2 rebounds and 1 assist exactly, or something, no points.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have there a problem isn't. With him or, you know, his sexual orientation at all. I just am like, this is just kind of the, you know, same thing with the football player who's gonna go in the draft and who's gay. It's just like, is this really news or is it?
Yeah,
just,
it's the media having to fill time. That's what that is,
right?
I mean, they gotta fill 24 hours now.
They jump on a story and that is it.
And they beat it to death.
That's right.
Jeez.
I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. God, you remember when they were talking about Brett Favre coming out of retirement for like the 12th time or whatever it was, and that girl Rachel Nichols was camped out on his lawn.
Rachel.
I mean, like, what do you like? What? Seriously? Yeah. Like, it was a strange thing. And he sent her a picture of his penis. Weird. but I mean, they get on a story.
They got a full time.
The Aaron Hernandez thing that was a huge ESPN thing. Now, mind you, that is a murder. That's not exactly.
Where's that
gone?
I haven't heard much from that.
He's getting tied to like every homicide in Boston for the last five years or whatever.
Boston Strangler.
When you're zooming in on a fucking lake for 20 minutes, it kind of gets old.
Exactly.
Albert DeSalvo over here.
But yeah, I think you're right. I think it gets a lot more play because of the guy's sexual orientation and the fact that he's but the fact that, you know, the issue is such a hot button issue right now. If he's just a 35-year-old center who gets signed off the street, you know, right, you see, oh, Nets signed center Jason Collins. Oh, okay, what's on ESPN2? Let's watch whatever. Or,
Yeah,
he's way past his prime if he ever had one. So that's the way it is.
I don't even know. Was he even any good?
Yeah.
No idea.
I don't think so. I mean, I never heard of him before this.
He played for the Wizards.
For whatever reason, I don't know. They're like, hey, pick this guy.
But hey, listen, we're talking about the Nets right now.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what the Nets want.
That's true.
We're talking about the Nets.
That's what they want.
And if I go home right now and watch the Nets game, then they've done their job, right?
They won.
They've done their job.
The bastards. So what else is on your mind?
You know, keep the eyes off Jason Kidd spilling his drink off the court.
Yeah,
exactly.
Change the subject.
Jesus.
Jason Kidd's a wild
card, man. What a mistake.
J. Kidd.
Jesus. So what else is on your mind?
I heard Bryce Harper today. I was listening to ESPN, the local Washington talk show, and they were talking about how Bryce Harper made some comment about other players his age and how, you know, no one's done anything he's done at his age or whatever right now. And they were saying, oh, if RG3 had made those comments, he would be getting crucified right now.
Sure would.
You know, it's a race thing or whatever. And I was like, you know, that thankfully the people who were talking were saying that that's not the case. And it's because RG3 has built himself up so much that if he made a comment like that, it would be just another RG3. Like, I'm better than I think I am comment. But since Bryce Harper made it, it's okay because he can actually back it up more.
Well,
I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
As far as it being a race thing, I think that's,
I didn't hear. What did he actually say?
Yeah, he said he listed like Mike Trout and damn, he said a couple other guys, and he said, you know, they're all great players, right. but I've hoisted an NL East championship, and I've done this, and, you know,
okay,
pretty much like I'm better. Right. I don't know if someone asked him if he thought he was better or what prompted that. I don't know. I have to do a little more research on that. Mm-hmm. But the difference between Bryce Harper and RG3, the only difference really is that RG3, I doubt, would say something like that. I think he's got the right. savvy to answer. Even if someone asked him and tried to bait him into saying something like that, I think he'd come up with your Derek Jeter-type answer, like, you know, we just got to keep grinding, and we got to, you know, as a team, we got to do this, and we got to come, you know, we, all this stuff. I'd like to believe that.
And well, you have even said before, though, that you think that white players and black players, especially in the NFL as far as quarterbacks, they don't get treated the same.
No.
When a black player is screaming and yelling yep. on the field, he's characterized as defiant.
Yep.
He's not listening.
The angry black guy.
Yeah. But when the white guy is screaming and yelling, he's a leader.
Brady.
He's yeah. fired
Tom
up.
Brady
yeah.
screaming and yelling?
When he yeah. was against the Redskins. Absolutely. He was yelling at Bill O'Brien. I remember that. And they yeah. were like, look at the fire that he possesses, yeah. and he just wants to win. But If D'Angelo Hall walked over and started screaming at Mike Shanahan, oh, he's volatile, get him out of here. Dez Bryant screaming at
Keyshawn, long time Keyshawn Johnson. God, and
that's
T.O.
exactly
and
true, though.
Shit.
I mean, it really does come down to race and how it's perceived. I mean, it really does. So I don't
Media.
Know.
It's gotten to the point now where, you know, we're getting to trying to read these athletes' minds, and we're almost making these statements for them in order to say, oh, well, he would feel this way, or right. he would say that. And it's like, you can't do that. You can't do that first of all. I don't know RG3. I don't know Bryce Harper. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he might have run into that wall and bounced his face off a little bit harder if he thinks he's you know, better than Mike Trout. I mean, he's done more as far as team-wise, as far as playing in playoff games and, you know, coming within, you know, three outs of going to the NLCS. But you know, as far as individually, I don't
Mike
know.
Trout is
I would say yeah. Trout's numbers are probably
way better.
I would say
way
so.
Way better.
But, yeah. you know, does that make him a better player? I don't know. I mean, baseball is kind of weird like that, you know.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. That's a good question. And you're right. I think that if RG3 or anybody says that, then they immediately, if that person has had any sort of distraction or been viewed as a distraction, I think that maybe, you know, they tend to think they would, oh, this guy's obviously selfish, that's why he's saying it. You know what I mean? Does that make
right,
sense?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I kind of like that personally. I like for a guy to get kind of fiery and back himself up. I love trash talk, but that's just me. I know some people perceive that kind of stuff like Richard Sherman did as like a punk move or like a thug thing to do, but I love it. I love to hear players you know, try to back up with it. I don't always think it's intelligent, but
entertaining.
Just as a fan, I think it's really
entertaining. Absolutely.
Hey, it was the thing with Sherman was that was very entertaining. And you know what? He's a hell of a player. The issue I had is that he took the spotlight away from Seattle winning and going to the Super Bowl and put it on him. And I'm a team guy. Yeah. I love the team, you know, team, everybody, let's all do that. I don't care. He could have come out in his press conference and said everything that he said to Aaron Andrews, like after the game and taking a shower, and I would have laughed my ass off. I'd have been sitting on ESPN. Yeah. I would have YouTubed it, and I'd have been watching it over and over and over again. But the fact that, like, he walked over to him and tried to shake his hand, like, right after that, Crabtree, if he'd have taken off his helmet and tried to beat him with it, I wouldn't have had a problem with that because that's bullshit. Like, you shake hands at the end of the game, and although the game was technically it wasn't over until the zeros are on the clock. Right. Like, that just shows poor sportsmanship, and, that's the only issue I had with it. I couldn't care less what he said.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So, how did you hear about the show, man?
Oh, about you guys?
Yeah.
I've heard people just talking about it, talking about, how
awesome. People are talking.
some
That's
of the
good.
Crazy stuff you guys talk about sparked my interest.
We're talking.
And I definitely wanted to call in and just get your guys' opinions on stuff.
That's good, man.
Thanks
we
for
really,
the call, man.
Yeah, appreciate
we really
it.
Appreciate having you on, man.
Yeah, well, thank you. Anytime.
All right, man.
Guys,
awesome.
And I'll call in, I'm sure, in the future. So I appreciate it.
Please do.
It.
Absolutely. Have a good night, man.
Take care, buddy.
See
you.
You too.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was a good time, sir. It was a good call.
Hey, he brought some good points, though.
A lot of good
really
points.
Did.
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot of great
Jason
points.
Jason Collins thing, man. I mean, it'll be a story for about a week, and then we'll forget about it.
No, it won't.
You don't
every
think so?
Every time he
you don't
plays.
Think? Really?
Especially, it's a bigger story because of this guy, Michael Sam, and they're kind
True.
Of,
okay.
you know, coming into the limelight at the same time. You
yeah.
know? Okay. Now, a guy like Jason Collins,
honestly, I heard, I can't remember where I heard this, and I don't want to quote somebody that was wrong, but they said
just go ahead.
I don't know where I heard it, but they the statement is that he did something like this knowing that he's on his way out right. and he's close to being done, and maybe was trying to have a team do this for him,
right?
You know, to make it a publicity
maybe a little bit favor,
right?
Maybe like, call up Jason Kidd, hey, throw me a little bone here,
right?
Come on,
that's
now.
That's too easy. But like,
if your mind goes that way, man, yeah. It's well, just, hey, you know, yeah. I'll just keep throwing them up there, and you.
Yeah, it's like softball. It's like playing pepper.
Crush them.
But no, but like, you know,
in the butt.
maybe he says this to further his career and say, you know what, maybe a team signs me and I become this figure. Right. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I'm not going to assume that about him. But it's at least something to consider.
Right.
Like, yeah, you know, if true. You know, he's if he's 25 and says this, he's probably still at an age where he can contribute to a team for a long period of time. Well, he's 35 now,
right?
And he's at the twilight of his career, and maybe he can't give it up. You know,
that's right. True. Okay,
that's true.
Quick
too.
Thing, going back to the Bryce Harper, who's the face of the Nationals? Is it Harper or is it Strasburg?
Who's
the face?
I would say Harper only because he's a little more.
He plays every day,
and he's a little more vocal. Like, okay. You know, if you talk to the media, like he's got the clown
that's
question
true.
Comment.
That's a clown, bro.
Right, you know, stuff like that. Okay. Strasburg is, you know, very bland. He's like, yeah, you know,
yeah,
I went out, tried to throw hard, yeah. You know, threw a strike, guy hit it. Sorry. I lost.
We were talking about the other day with Vinny. Okay, it's John Wall, Ovechkin, RG3, and Bryce Harper. Washington's never really had four young superstars like this.
I agree.
Never. So who's more popular?
More popular? I would say going from the bottom to the top, okay. I would say Ovechkin only because.
Bottom? Below John Wall?
Only wow. Well, listen, okay. Hockey's not big in this country.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's not big in the city.
But he's been around forever. Like, Ovechkin's been
I know, and long. He's been great. He's been great. He's been, individually, he's been great. His right. teams haven't done shit,
flopped.
Obviously.
Flopped.
But how much of that is his fault? You know, I'm sure he takes no more or no less than his share, in
right.
my opinion, because
no, that's true.
He's not the goalie. He's not letting in goals.
Remember
not,
three or more?
Yeah.
Three or more?
He's not taking stupid penalties right. at the end of the game and causing power
John Erskine?
Right. Well, not even John Erskine, but like Alexander Semin used to take horrendous fucking penalties.
Yeah.
And talk about screaming at the TV.
Yeah, right.
But,
so you think Ovechkin fourth?
Five
I would
threes.
Say Ovechkin.
Okay.
Then I would say John Wall because right. the Wizards are just now getting good. You know,
he's awesome. He's very underrated.
Yeah,
he's
a great player. I agree.
Very underrated.
I agree. And say what you want about the Wizards and the fact that they've traded away draft picks like it's going out of style because they sure have. Right, but the team that they
choice,
built, the team
choice.
That they built around him, right? Gilbert Arenas.
Pick your choice. He's
Jesus.
Like,
what an idiot.
Remember the gun thing?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's like, pick your choice.
He's
man.
An idiot. He's
what an idiot.
Joe Bear, yeah. Joe Bear.
Right.
Agent
but,
Zero.
You know, but like they Bradley Beal is.
Bradley
Beal's
a beast.
Yeah, he's going to be
like
a beast.
Him.
You know, they built a young team around John Wall. And it's got even Ariza. You know, Trevor Ariza has been clutch.
He's
right.
a pro.
Mm-hmm. And I hope.
They just signed
I hope
that, Andre Miller.
Yeah,
traded
yeah,
for him.
They traded 37 years old. Like, come
hey,
on,
but
man. He spells John Wall. That's right.
Run.
Exactly.
Get him in there.
That's right. I would have preferred to see them try to trade for somebody like right. Big Man, especially now that Nene's hurt. But
that
even before
sucks.
That, even before that, but
that sucks,
I would say that because John Wall's teams
so
haven't enjoyed that much
okay.
success until just recently.
So we got Ovechkin.
Yeah, I would say
Wall. Then the,
would,
the toughest one. We kind of knew the two.
I would say
is it
that
it's a football town. You right?
It is a okay. it is a football town. But I think that the Nationals have been better since Bryce Harper's been there. I mean, the
yes.
Redskins were great during RG3's rookie year. They were
right.
great, or well, great. They were. Obviously better than
no,
they've been,
good.
But
they
that's you know kind of a low bar.
Right.
But then last year with all the drama and people in this town are real fickle. You know, when you're great, they love you. When you're it's almost like Philadelphia, but they don't
it
like
is.
Try to kill you.
they don't throw batteries at your
when,
face
when you're great. You're,
JD Drew,
right? Right. when you're
battery
great,
night,
like they don't,
who
they
has
don't,
battery night?
Who has
that's
battery night?
They don't. They don't throw up on people.
Oh God, you remember that?
Yeah.
An 11-year-old girl
I just
wasn't it?
Who happened to be the daughter of like a police captain. So
knocked
that
him
dude
out
that dude got thumped.
So you think
good.
Bryce really?
I would say Bryce.
This is his third year. Second.
This is his third full
year.
Year.
Okay.
This will be his third.
Bryce
year.
Harper is the face of like Washington sports.
I would say so. I would say. I would. You know. I mean, you could. Kind
what
of
happened
wow.
to Ryan Zimmerman though? For
oh,
a while,
yeah,
it was him.
Ryan
it was
Zimmerman.
Definitely Ryan Zimmerman for a while.
He was hurt. He got hurt.
He got
had
hurt,
a bad
and
year.
He had bad errors too. Like
yep.
Defense is horrible.
Yep, and then you know you get a young guy who's all flash now. I won't say all flash because he actually is
really good. He's a good player. He loves to play.
He's only 21?
Yep.
Oh, God.
He loves to play.
That's another thing, too. Like, RG3, he'll be good for what? If you're lucky, 15? 12 years?
I mean, if he can stay fully healthy, maybe 8 to 10, I'd say.
Bryce Harper, 20 years.
I agree.
We can have 20 years of Bryce Harper.
Well, he's so young,
right? Derek Jeter's 42, and he's still pretty good.
Yeah, still a career 300 hitter. Yeah.
God.
It's amazing.
I agree.
He's going to ask for a big contract, though.
I think, though.
Oh, yeah. That's not what.
The difference is the position that RG3 plays, too. If he's not a quarterback,
he's the captain. He's the commander.
He touches the ball on every play on offense.
He controls the game.
Right. You know,
Bryce Harper's just standing out in the field somewhere. You know,
I mean, obviously, RG3 is valuable and valuable to the team.
Yeah,
but I think
and you kind of saw it this season,
right?
Like who?
Right.
There it is.
That's another topic.
The Nationals might be able to get along without Bryce Harper for a little while.
Right. But they have a pretty deep lineup.
But I think you're probably right. Bryce Harper going forward.
For now, we'll see. Now, if the Redskins go 10-6 and win the NFC East next year, RG3 is back number one, guaranteed. And they win a playoff. If they win a playoff game, forget about it. In the long shot,
if they win a playoff game, it's going to go far. The offensive line is not built for a playoff.
We're not getting into all that. But what I'm saying is, whoever wins a championship in this town, they're going to be
Stanley Cup
or NBA championship.
Yeah,
or,
but Lando, we're talking about RG3's reputation right now. It's terrible.
It's not
saying that he's got to win.
It's as low as he's ever gotten.
Is it fair? It's fair to say, but it's not fair to have it be
stinker.
That way. Yeah, he had a bad year. Okay, so what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Believe it or not, that's going to happen.
Are you blaming it more on Shanahan than you are RG3?
I think there's blame for everyone.
Yeah.
There's
Kyle
blame
or
Kyle.
Kyle's not terrible, actually.
His offensive play calling is not terrible.
I would say Mike and his over controlling of everything had to have his hand in just everything.
That's just the way he is.
And those
old guys,
he was like a dick to the media. Like Jay Gruden already has done more.
I love Jay Gruden for the media. I hate the Redskins and I love Jay Gruden.
He's been more open with the media, and maybe that's helped him to get some more favorable coverage.
I wish the Redskins didn't get him. I like him a lot. I think they wanted him
as soon as they knew they were going to fire Shanahan. That's the guy they wanted. And they did all those interviews,
awesome.
And then it was like they don't know which direction they're going. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, they fucking knew what they
you
wanted.
You called it 2 weeks before they even announced
I hope the Bengals lose in the first round so they could gate him.
So there you have it. Yeah. Bryce Harper is the top.
Yeah.
Bryce, number one on the food chain.
Keep hitting opening day bombs, bro, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
You think they're going to do this year? Nationals? Good season?
I think so. I think they're going to have a great season.
They stole Doug Fister. You know how underrated Doug Fister is? Like,
yes.
He's a good pitcher.
Obviously. But
he's no Scherzer, but yes.
Detroit needs to get young, and I think it's a trade to help both guys, because this guy, Robbie Ray, that they traded is going to be a major league pitcher. Yeah. Not tomorrow, but he is going to be a major league pitcher.
You need guys like Fister. You eat 200 innings.
I agree.
Get 15 wins.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted from Dan Heron last year. They wanted 200 innings from that guy, and he was oof.
Dan Heron was just terrible. Yeah,
so there was a rotation right now. It's Strasburg's number one.
Oh, we got a live call coming in. You are live on the Sports Pollution Podcast. How's it going?
Hello.
Hey.
There he is.
Hey, how's it going, sir? What's your name?
How are you doing? This is Rick Carcosa. How are you guys doing tonight?
Rick, nice to meet you.
Great. We are great. How are you doing?
Good.
So what's on your mind?
What's up?
No, see if you guys, what do you guys think about the combine? If you guys have been paying attention to it, and who do you think has really shined?
You know, the watching the wide receivers run the routes and run the 40 times, that always impresses me, but I don't quite understand why you have offensive linemen, and Fish stated this earlier, and it's a great point, why you have these guys running in straight lines and timing them and saying, oh, that's such a great time. Like Clowney running a 4.5 3.40 is great. I mean, you do have to have measurable, you have to be able to measure things. I get that. But at what point is this guy going to be running in straight lines in the NFL? So that's my thought on it. Anybody else got anything?
Vinny?
No, I was impressed. I mean, I was impressed by a lot of the players. The problem for me is I don't watch enough college football to really know these guys. Who do they play for? Where are they from? I mean, I know all the huge players that are going to be in the draft. Yeah. But as far as everyone else, I don't know. Does the combine really help them? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I wish that they would do live testing where you can put these guys, and most of them are morons. put them on some sort of live testing facility, and you can see them answer like real life questions.
Like a game show, or like
the play.
Yeah, because isn't the thing that Vince Young got on his Wonderlic? Didn't he get barbecue sauce and a four?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the joke?
I mean, he's clearly retarded.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll be honest with you. Watching these analysts watch the combine, that's really, because they tell you
barbecue sauce.
Yeah. They tell you, oh, this guy, you know, his 40 time was great for a wide receiver, and he's 6'2 and 224, and he went to this college, and, you know, he's going to be great, and he's a great zone block. I don't know. I don't know that stuff. I don't watch enough college football to know. Fish, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I don't. I used to watch more of it, but now I just kind of lost interest in it.
Yeah.
Who were you, Rick? Who were you really trying to watch, and who were you looking out for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite thing to do is watch the white centers run because it makes me feel good about myself.
That's right. Nice.
Absolutely.
But I love watching the quarterbacks throw, even the ones that suck and are never going to make it in the league, because it's incredible to me to see how good some of these guys really are, but you have to be beyond that to actually make it on the team.
Absolutely.
Like, what are my guys good at? We can throw? We can kick, kind of?
Yeah. That's true, man. What are you looking forward about the NFL season? I mean, what really has you amped up, man?
Oh, God. Unfortunately, I'm a Redskins fan.
Same here.
It's a while away. Congress makes us change our name.
No.
Oh, yep.
No.
Do you think it's going to happen, or
no.
What?
We were talking about that earlier.
I hope not, but, I mean, eventually it's just going to be so annoying, and they're going to have to do something, even though I don't really care, but.
The monuments.
I think they're going to change it eventually.
What would you, if you had to choose, what would you change it to?
There you go. Good question.
What would be a name?
I have no idea. I've never even given any thought because I've always known them as the Redskins. But
yeah, it's true. What about the Wizards?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
If I were to change it, I'd go with like the Generals or the Warriors personally.
Yeah, I would just go with something generic like that. I mean, the Wizards, that's just embarrassing. This is going back to the Bullets.
They had a poll a long time ago about that.
Yeah,
right?
They named the team.
Yeah, named the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, horrendous.
The other names were awful.
Sea Dogs?
It was Sea Dogs, something like that.
So you can call them the DC Dogs, get it?
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Jesus, it could be the Pelicans.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's the worst pigeons. Name in sports.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Name. Although some of these like smaller colleges... Like the Richmond Spiders? Like what? What?
Well, have you ever been to Richmond? It's a shithole. Everything is old and there's spiders fucking everywhere.
Yeah. That's true. All right. It's like art imitating life over there.
Exactly.
They nailed it.
So what do you think, how do you think the Redskins are going to do this year if you had to make an educated guess?
Well, it's not going to be worse. Because that's clearly impossible to match. But I don't know. I think they finally have some money to get some free agents.
That's true.
Even though they're missing the first round pick,
cap money,
apparently
right?
This is supposed to be one of the deepest drafts in years. So they should be able to get some players in and compete more.
Don't they always say about that?
RG3's knee should be better without that stupid brace on. He should be able to move a little bit.
Yeah.
I almost cut you off there, man. I'm sorry. Don't they always say that the draft is deep? They always say that. Now, they'll say, oh, it's weak at the quarterback position, or it's weak at the right tackle position, but the draft is always deep. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Not from you, I'm sorry, but like from these analysts. Like Mel Kiper Jr. when he gets all fired up with
his
slick
hair
back
never
hair.
Moves.
I know.
Never moves. What does he use on that stuff? Some flame retardant shit?
Yeah. Soglo.
Yeah, Soglo. Nice. Me too.
Well, the most important thing to remember about Mel Kiper is he's not employed by any NFL team, so that tells you how
there it is.
Reliable his scouting is.
Yeah,
if
right.
He was an all-knowing, he would be in New England under Bill Belichick.
I remember Mel Kiper said, was it Mike Williams was going to be a beast. USC
the
receiver
was
going to be a beast, and they got a huge argument.
Is that when the Lions drafted like four wide receivers in a row?
Well, they finally got it right with Calvin Johnson, though. Let's just
it was Charles Rogers.
Charles Rogers,
and Henry Williams.
Yeah, that guy has like 15 arrests.
Yeah.
More arrests than he has catches.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Good Lord.
Oh,
yikes,
sure.
Yikes.
So what else is on your mind, man?
What do you guys think about baseball opening the season a week early? out in Australia.
Stupid.
Between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, when every other team is still being spring training.
Wow.
Yeah, they're trying. They're trying like hell to be like the NFL and the whole London thing, and trying to get like a world market for that. I think it's stupid.
Did they do it last year? Was it Japan? Did you do it last year?
It was.
I think it was the Mariners and Athletics.
Yes.
Yeah, but Australia. I mean, do Aborigines play baseball?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea why. Like, did they like throw darts at a map and say, "Oh, we're gonna go to Australia"? Like, I have no idea. That's
the market like out there. That's
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
The problem is it's so far away from everything, the market is going to be tiny. No one's going to be
watching.
Time
am I going to have to watch
this? I was saying, what's the time difference? That's a great point.
Was it a 15-hour time difference?
Yeah. It could
be. I think it's like a 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. starting time locally on Eastern.
Well, fish used to be awake, so it's cool.
Game's on Friday. We'll be watching it on Saturday.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt. Oh, dear.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for calling in, Rick.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rick. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, you all too, right, buddy.
Man, see you.
Thank you.
Hey, that's awesome. Two callers tonight?
Yeah.
We're on fire.
Two live callers.
He's on fire.
That's how it goes down on the Sports Pollution Podcast.
Sports Pollution Podcast.
Boom shakalaka.
That's right. Remember playing with Bill Clinton and Al Gore?
P-Funk,
P-Funk, George Clinton, nice.
Parliament Funkadelic.
The Parm Funk. So yeah, that wraps up the show for all you Sports Pollution listeners out there. Please listen to us. We're going to be on every other Monday from 7 to 9. We're going to do our live show from 7 to 8 and then live callers from 8 to 9 p.m. Thanks for listening. This is Vinny the Brick.
See you guys in 2 weeks. Thank you. This is Lando.
This is Fish.
And hope you enjoyed. Have a good night.
See you.